Children of Virtue and Vengeance, read by Precious Mustafa. Father used to say that Orisha waits for no one. No man, no king. They were the words he used to justify any action. An excuse to excuse everything. As the flames around Baba's casket burn before me, the sword I sent through my own father's chest hangs heavy in my belt. Saran's body was never recovered from the ritual grounds. Even if I wanted to bury him, I couldn't. We should go, Sain says. Your mother's message will be here soon. I trail a few steps behind him and Zeli as we leave the shore and enter the warship we stole to get to the ritual grounds. The iron ship's been our home since we brought magic back weeks ago. Yet the snow lepinaries engraved along its walls still put me on edge. Every time I pass Father's old seal, I don't know whether to cry or scream. I don't know if I'm allowed to feel anything. All aboard! I glance back at the captain's high-pitched call. Families line up across the dock, handing over gold pieces as they board a small mercenary ship. Bodies cram below the rusted deck, escaping Orisha's borders to seek peace across foreign waters. Each sunken face sticks another needle of guilt into my heart. While I heal and lick my wounds, the entire kingdom still suffers from Father's scars. There's no more time for me to hide. I have to take my place on Orisha's throne. I am the only one who can usher in an era of peace. The queen who can fix everything my father broke. Conviction warms my chest as I join the others in the frigid captain's quarters. It's one of the few rooms on the ship free of magicite. The special ore the monarchy used to burn the magi and neutralize their powers. Every comfort that once filled the room has been stripped away, traded so we could survive.